Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Gray here. Thank you again for another really fantastic week with your students. As you can imagine, there's always a million things going on, and this week is no different, and into next week. We're into May next week, which is the last month of the year. We end school June 7th, so that means we're getting close here. I think there's 6 or so weeks left of school, and so maybe 7. So there's just a lot happening, and we're going to pack in a lot of things. I have a few announcements first, and then we'll get into what's happening next week. The big news of the week is that there is state testing starting next week. We test a couple days next week, and I think 3 days the week after that. There's nothing you need to do to prepare. The kids don't need to do anything to prepare. Their preparation has been the work they have done all year long up to this point. So they don't need to be stressed. You don't need to be stressed. Make sure the kids sleep and eat breakfast and show up with a positive attitude. That's it. They're going to have work to do after they finish. The hardest part about the state testing is typically not the test itself, but when I finish, I just have to sit there oftentimes while everyone else finishes. I have work for them to do, and of course we have books, but they're pretty limited, but that's okay. They're gonna be fine. We'll take some extra time outside and take breaks and rest outside of the actual testing time for next week, but we will start testing on Monday next week. So Monday morning, we'll go outside and play a little bit and get our brains warmed up, and then we'll start state testing on Monday morning. So you might hear about that throughout the week. So there's no time limit on the test. We might have a window of time that we finish the test for the day, but if students aren't finished, they can make it up later in the week. So that's the big news for what's happening next week. I also have asked you before, people have very kindly sent in some Kleenex. I think we're good on Kleenex for at least a little bit. If you do have any stamps or are willing to send any stamps, that is helpful for a little project we're doing at the end. The other big news I have for the end of the year is to look ahead a little bit. The last day of school is Friday, June 7th. And in years past, you might have heard about that. Fifth grade goes right next door to the pool and clubhouse area and has a pool party day. That has been canceled this year. There was an issue with the district and the insurance for the pool party. So the pool party is canceled, which is unfortunate, but we have a new plan, which I think is gonna be really fun on Friday, June 7th, which is the last day of school. I'm just preparing you ahead of time for this, is a minimum day. School gets out at 1:05. Thursday, June 6th, is a minimum day. Students get out at 1:05. On that Thursday, we're going to do a field day where there's kind of some outdoor play activities, and there will also be like lunch and snacks brought in throughout the day. On Wednesday, June 5th, which is a regular minimum day where students get out at 1:40, where all the fifth graders are getting on a bus and going bowling. So you'll hear a little bit more about that. I'll send you a permission slip out. I'll send out a permission slip. I think we're also gonna charge a little money. It costs a little money. If you can give that as a donation, that helps us cover the cost of it. But I'll send that information out later once we have it all nailed down, and there'll be a permission slip for you to sign. The only thing about that I wanted to tell you about that is the only slot we could get for bowling that week was on that Wednesday from 12 to 2. So typically school gets out at 1:40, but we'll be at the bowling alley until 2 o'clock. And so we're expecting to be back at school about 2:45, 2:30, 2:45, something like that. So I just wanted to give that information to you. As soon as we just had to work on that this week, this is the earliest I can get it out to you, but that's something to look out ahead of time at, to kind of make sure your schedule works for that on Wednesday, June 5th. So that's it. For field day, if anyone has something called ladder ball, which is a game, if you have that sitting around in your garage and you're willing to let us borrow it for a day for the fifth graders to use, please just send me an email separately. I think someone will have one that we can work on, but let me know if you have that. Okay, so that's all the big news for the week, state testing and that end of year school stuff. If you have any questions about that, please let me know. I think on the very last day of school, we'll watch a movie. And because we're kind of doing these big parties, but we might have a little party with our buddies or something earlier that week. So I'll have to see how that goes. As far as academics go, we're going to finish up our class novel, The Girl Who Drank the Moon. And we'll finish it up early in the week, and we'll have a little project to work on toward the end of the week. We'll start a new read aloud next week, which is The Chronicles of Narnia book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And that will be helping us get through our fantasy unit, which we'll start as soon as we finish The Girl Who Drank the Moon. We're going to continue working on information writing. And so the students have chosen a topic related to the American Revolution and have started their research. And next week, we're going to focus on how to take the research they have and be able to write about it and elaborate on it in an effective and interesting way. We're not doing any separate math because we're doing some math testing next week. And in social studies, we're going to talk about how the Founding Fathers set up the early government in the U.S. Constitution. We're going to focus on the Bill of Rights and what the amendments are to the Constitution. The kids will see Mrs. DeMarco for science lab. We'll do some more analogies practice. And then there's lots of other things going on throughout the week. Some of the kids are working on their leadership projects. We're going to start an in-class Jeopardy tournament next week. We're playing a fun game called Farkle, which is a dice game. It's really fun. The kids have played a little bit, so we'll put out maybe once next week. We'll have time with our buddies next week, and we're also starting our last chit chat of the year, the last speech of the year. So that'll be in several weeks too. So there's a million things going on as always, even though we're kind of looking toward the end. There's a lot to be done, a lot of fun to be had, a lot of work to be done. So there's a lot going on. So thank you again for sending your students. We're having a really great time. And I'm looking forward to another great week. See you next week. Bye-bye.